So that was first goal of the game. Tyler Hannon with a great goal there, Coach, and a nice play by the Huskies.
Well, it was. You know, we talked about taking advantage of some of the power plays that we might get in the game, and we got one early, and, you know, we made no mistake, and real nice play behind the net between Gould and Caro and Tyler Hannon. He loves to score goals. He makes no mistake. He's a good guy to have in front of the net with a puck all alone, but, you know, I thought that was a good start again on the road for our team, and it's important to get the lead.
That was good power play, I thought, and it took us a while to finally get the goal. It was only 8 seconds, I think, left to go in the power play, but good puck movement, I thought, on the bigger sheet of ice there.
Yeah, good control, good puck movement. We spread them out pretty well. Got a couple real good opportunities, and I thought that was a real important power play that we established, that, you know, if they were going to, you know, take some penalties, that we had to finish, and we did, and I thought that was a, you know, key to the game right off the bat.
All right, Coach. Well, let's take a break here from game two, and I guess we have a caller on the line that wants to talk to you. Good morning. You're on with Coach Pearson.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mel, this is Chris Chahaki.
Oh, hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. I just wanted to call, congratulate you, and just tell you how proud I am of the program and you, and what a great year, and just keep her going.
Well, thanks, Chris. Chris obviously was a great player here at Michigan Tech, out of the Detroit area, and obviously signed a contract out of here and went on to play pro. And are you still involved with the Edmonton Oilers, Chris?
Yep, still doing. I do all pro scouting, so unfortunately, I haven't been doing much college lately. But I'm keeping a close eye on my alma mater, and like I said, really proud of. I'm proud of you and what you've done with the program.
And Chris, we've seen you from time to time down at the Great Lakes Invitational, have we not?
I've been there a few times, yes.
Yeah.
It's always good. I'm, like I said, real pumped for the Copper Country and the university as well.
Well, thanks, Chris. I mean, it's always good hearing from you, and Chris is one of the real good players we had here at Michigan Tech. I wish we could have kept them all 4 years, but when you get that opportunity to leave, you know, sometimes you have to. And Chris, you got to make sure you come back this summer. We've got a reunion planned in August, so we'd love to have you back, and all your former teammates, let them know. But I really appreciate the call, Chris, and I'm having a great time.
No problem. My pleasure. And once again, all the best, and we'll certainly check into that.
All right, buddy. Summer. Good. Stay in touch, Hawker.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Take care, gentlemen.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, I haven't seen Chris
in a
while,
what a great call.
Too.
Yeah, he's a super guy, you know. You could tell he was good stock. Really enjoyed his parents. Parents were a lot of fun and good people. And Chris was a real good hockey player here. Played the right way, played strong, and had good offensive instincts around the net. So we could use another Chris Chahaki right about now. So anyway,
strong player too.
Real strong.
I mean, really strong.
And you can tell. Speaks well. You know, fantastic, fantastic person. And you know, really proud of guys like Chris Chahaki.
All right, let's get back to game two against Northern Michigan. We're up 1-0 after the first period. Play 16-9 are the shots on goal. We go to early in the second period, a big goal by Tanner Carroll, nicely just the way he knocked it down and was able to lift up the defender's stick. Alex Patan and Walker Highland get the assist on here. This gave the Huskies a 2-0 lead.
Now a Patan, he makes a move, and coming out to poke it away was Doan. Patan never had good control. Not his fault, though. It was just the way the play was brought up across the line. Now a pass to the front. Carroll with the shot, scores! A play by Brent Baltus in front to Tanner Carroll, and before anybody knew it, puck was in the back of the net, and the Huskies have a 2-0 lead.
I called Brent Baltus on that play, and I'm trying to see what the final assists here. They have Alex Patan and Walker Highland getting the assist. Was I wrong on that one?
No, I think you're right. I think that probably will be changed when we look back on the video. But big goal, and what I liked about the goal is, you know, Tanner didn't mess around with that puck and caught Doan, you know, trying to push off. But a good play. We just, you know, continue to make good plays. But Dirk, you know, again, a big goal for us at a critical time just to give us a little bit of separation in the game. You know, I thought we were having a real good second period, but we had not a lot to show for it again. So this was a big goal, and like I said, more important, gave us some separation in the game from them early to start the second period.
All right, we'll talk about some of the scrums a little bit later on. Let's get to the scoring, though. Reed Sturros, who's really picked up his game, I think, and he gets a goal, his fifth of the season, for Mark Ock and Shane Hanna.
Handling back to the point for Patan. Power play is over. Huskies still have it. Down low for Johnstone. Great shot on that. Loose puck is there. Scores! The Huskies get the goal, and now we got a fight. And we got a big brawl down by the Northern Michigan goal. And it is everybody that was on the ice involved.
The goal counts, and again, the assists are a little bit. Now I see David Johnstone and Shane Hanna, so they may have changed that since the last copy we got here.
But. Yeah, I think that's correct. But yeah. But again, you know, we just at coming at the end of a power play, so I thought that was a like again another big goal. Just. You know, to try and get ahead and try to keep the game in check somewhat. So, but what I like about it is the puck was free. It's in the crease there, and Reed stayed with it. And you're correct. You know, he is really starting to come on. And that's he's going to be a key guy for us going forward here. And I'm happy. You know, we put Reed back with Blake because of his improved play. And I think between him and Blake, they're ready to have a real good finish here. But, yeah, it's unfortunate at the end there. I mean, we, you know, when you watch the tape back, our guys were fine. They never bumped down. They didn't do anything. And then the Northern guys come in and all heck breaks loose.
And then no more scoring in the second period. We're leading 3-0 going in. We had another couple of instances in the third period, Coach, that went on. And at one point, I think it was the third period where the goaltenders were looking at each other. At least their goaltender was looking at.
Oh, that was the second period. That was after the scrum, yeah.
Okay,
and
yeah,
Mr. That's right. Their goaltender was out at the red line encouraging Jamie to leave his net. But I'm glad Jamie did. And it's unfortunate, you know. I mean, and we had you know, talked about this a little bit and having to keep our cool and our discipline. And Blake Pietta, when you watch the tape, does a real good job. I mean, he doesn't do anything. You know, I in a way you feel bad for him because as a coach, you're telling them to, you know, stay disciplined and they'll get it right. And unfortunately, the guy who really started everything and went after Blake and some things doesn't even get a penalty out of the whole thing. So sort of disappointed in how some things broke out. But I, for the most part, I guess, showed good restraint and good discipline in that situation.
Let's go to the David Johnstone hit again. Yeah. A DQ. You know, it was a bad hit. There's no doubt about it. So what do you say? What kind of interaction do you have with him on that event?
Well, we really didn't talk about a whole lot other than just, hey, let's talk about it. Regroup Monday, you know, and just it is what it is. We got to get through the game and win the game here now. And, you know, but when you watch – if you just watch the hit, you're going, wow, what's the kid doing? You know, I mean, that, and it's a bad hit. And nothing that happened prior to that gives him, you know, he shouldn't do that. You know, he shouldn't, you got to be careful when a guy's in a position like that against the boards. But if you watch the whole game and see what continued to happen to David and what, you know, they were doing to him, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. You know, and I think it gets to a point where, you know, someone can only kick so much sand or dirt in your face, Dirk, and after a while, you know, it gets you a little angry. And unfortunately, I think that's part of what happened here. And, you know, it's a bad hit, and he's going to, you know, sit a game. He's going to pay the price for it. I think their player's okay. He came back and played in the game, and I feel good about that. I'm happy that he was not seriously injured and is back in the game. But, you know, our guys, we talk about that all the time, is anywhere near the boards, and I think we're one of the most disciplined or least penalized teams in our league. And, you know, and that's a good thing. And we're going to have to play that way going in, you know, the playoffs, and if we're fortunate to get in the NCAA tournament, because, you know, it's called a different way. I mean, it's called a lot tighter.
Yeah. All right. We don't even have to go through Mashmeyer's goal or Perper's goal. Mashmeyer gets the assist.
No, and I was disappointed about that.
I know
that's,
you were.
You know, two things in the game with maybe the hit from behind. Maybe a second thing would be just how it got out of control at times. But I give them credit. It didn't get overboard. And then the third thing would be that goal against. You know, Jamie Phillips had an outstanding game and, you know, was getting bumped and slashed and tripped and cross-checked and everything. And for him to keep his cool and challenged and for him to keep his cool. And he was rock solid. And that's why I really would have liked him to get that shout-out. And he's a minute away. So good effort by Jamie.
19:05, the time of the goal. But the 3-1 final, Michigan Tech wins 40-21 are the shots. And we've got a lot to do, so let's take a quick break. Questions, and we'll also be talking about what's going up this weekend with the big series against Huntsville as the Huskies host in the first round of the WCHA.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All 2 liters in stock, 4 for $5. All Mountain Dew 20-ouncers only, 2 for $2.22. Don't forget to check out Bucko's expanded grocery line and a vast selection of energy drinks. Stay warm and comfy in the dead of winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold only at your one-stop shop, Bucko's, where the party starts in Calumet. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jersey,